only from the Lincoln Block. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. And it's been a while, so I don't know whether we call him a repeat offender or not, because it has been a while. Gene McNaughton is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are, Ron. I'm always excited to share time with you. This is awesome. Thank
you. Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, but today is an extra special celebration. Because having beaten anorexia, today is the day that I live for. Today is National Junk Food Day. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Just when I started my cleanse, Ron, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to have to hold it off for a day.
There you go. You're going to hang tight on that one, right? I mean, it's but you know, something we every day we're celebrating here on Ron Siegel Radio. We skipped the idea that it is National Be Someone Day. Because in my humble opinion, and being that I host the show, I share my humble opinion all the time, you're someone every day, right? The question is what do you want to be today? That's the biggest question out there. Let's take a look at the markets for you, see what they're doing for us, maybe what they're doing to us, because we like to see that part of the broadcast or that part of the world each day. And I know for those of you on our new affiliate, KMET AM 1490, the ABC, on the ABC News and Talk Network, you're listening to us a little bit later in the day, so you might have a better insight. My crystal ball does not work too well, so I just report what we're seeing right now in the markets. And the markets have been pretty interesting as it is today. So we'll look at the... I don't know why they keep giving me all the advertisements here. I guess they think that I need some extra goodies on my computer. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, it is up 287 points. S&P 500 up 13 points. We're getting close to an all-time high on that S&P 500. The NASDAQ, just hold on right now because it is down 67 points. But since we already know that the NASDAQ goes up almost every single day, or at least it seems to, you're probably see that one go up a little bit today. How about this one? Amazon, it's down 74 points right now. Jeff Bezos collected a cool $13 billion added to his net worth yesterday. $13 billion just in one day. Simply amazing what's been going on with some of these stocks out there. But they did temporarily, or they put off their Amazon Prime Day. So we're not going to see that one. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is heading south once again. It's at 0.599. And that is obviously off about one basis point. That's the interest rate that somebody's going to get, or they call it the yield is the technical term. That's the yield one gets when they invest in the 10-year treasury as of right now. So we're watching that one for you all the time to see what's going on there. Unbelievable the how we're seeing those rates go down. Now, remember, when the interest rate there goes down, in most cases, not always, but in most cases, we see home loan rates dropping at a very similar pace. They don't all, sometimes they get a little disconnect in there, but if you haven't looked into that new home loan yet, you probably should be at least exploring. Senate Majority Leader McConnell calling for another shot of adrenaline. That translates into more stimulus money. Are you? What is your opinion of stimulus money? I mean, obviously, if the idea there is you're going to have to pay it back. Oh, wait, no. Your kids and grandkids are going to have to pay it back. Somebody's got to pay that money back. And if it's not coming out of your pocket, whose pocket do you think it's coming out of? And you know, something I understand that there's a lot of our fellow citizens that are hurting right now. A lot of them are out there causing their own pain. I am not a fan, as you know, of the additional money for unemployment. Yes, we need a safety net. Don't call me telling me that I'm a heartless Republican. Well, I am Republican, and I probably am heartless, too. A lot of people say that. But, hey, that's just the way it is. If you're not saying something, you're actually out there and, you know, you just shouldn't get educated on what's going on. Just a thought for you out there. But my commentary is get some promotion of helping people go back to work. Let them make a little more money for working, not for staying home, sitting on their tail end. Talking about tail end and sitting home, holy cow, we're watching a lot of news right now because there's a lot of areas where we're starting to see this civil unrest, and some mayors and some governors are out there saying, you know something, let them burn the place. You look at Portland. Can I ask you a simple question? Did you watch the news last year, the year before in Venezuela when they had all that civil unrest and protesting? Doesn't Portland look a lot like that? Doesn't the CHOP area of Seattle look a lot like that? I don't know about you. I am very happy to see that the president and the Department of Homeland Security is going in and saying, you know something, this has to stop. We've got to protect our citizens. And unbelievable, if you watch what's going on in St. Louis, their attorney general there, or their local prosecutor there. I guess somehow she went to law school, but never had to deal with the Constitution at all. Fascinating me there, where she's going to bring felony charges against the homeowners that were protecting their home from people that broke in through their gate onto their property. He goes out with a rifle. She has a handgun, and now the prosecutor there says, we're going to file criminal charges. Thank goodness they've got a governor in Missouri that said, you know something, we got to follow the Constitution here. No matter what happens, they get a pardon. So I love that type of thing where they just say, you know something, we're going to follow the law. People have the right to protect themselves. I think it's called the Second Amendment to the Constitution, although some people don't realize that the idea of the Second Amendment was not necessarily to protect you and give you the right to have guns to go hunting. That was to protect you from the government, right? That was the idea of the Second Amendment. And it looks more and more like we need some protection from some of these local governments because they think that they've got the answer to everything. I was listening to I think it was a representative of Merck. It might have been the CEO on the way to the studio this morning. And we may be in for a real problem here in Southern California and in California as a whole, because I keep hearing a lot of folks saying, well, science will prevail and we can't do anything until there's a vaccine for COVID-19. And then I listened to what the gentleman from Merck said. How many vaccines do you believe there have been created in the last 25 years? How many vaccines? I'm going to give you a little bit to think about this one. There have been a whopping 7 vaccines created in the United States or in the world in the last 25 years. 7 of them. Let me ask you this. I know that the last time we had a major outbreak like we're going through right now, 2008, 2009, 2010 time period was the swine flu. Did you get your swine flu vaccine? Did you get that one? How'd that work out for you? Wait a second. I think I hear the answer. Wait, I got to... Yeah, you probably didn't get that one because there never was a swine flu vaccine, even though 60 million people contracted the swine flu. 60 million. So when the representative from Merck, I think it was the CEO, says seven vaccines in 25 years, four of them created by Merck. We have to be careful with vaccines because we don't know what the long-term side effects of them are. We better take heed to that and say, okay, now what is our next solution here? What are we going to do? Well, they have come out with now a therapeutic coming out of Israel. I know that there are some people that hate Israel. I'm not one of them. But there is a therapeutic coming out of Israel that they say is going, that they're having a lot of success with. And it does bring the COVID-19 back to basically being a mild flu. We're watching that one for you as well. I've been right along saying, I am more concerned with a therapeutic than I am with a vaccine because we know there are those anti-vaxxers in the world. Just throwing that out there for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, sales and negotiations. We'll be talking to our guest about that one. Gene's going to educate us. A remarkable recovery for the housing market and how to make 2020 the year you become financially secure. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call again, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 278 points. The NASDAQ down 62. S&P 500 up 13. 10-year Treasury, the yield is down 2 basis points. Again, 0.599, 0.599. Mortgage-backed securities up 11 basis points. And all of that information, as I tell you every day, you can find that on the super secret website. Yes, indeed, that would be google.com. The reason that you come here is to find out why that is happening. So preliminary findings, I started telling you about this in our opening segment, cholesterol-lowering drug Tricor can reduce the symptoms so that COVID-19 is no worse than the common cold. While it is still early, this could be an effective therapeutic to combat the symptoms. Been hearing some positive vaccine trial results from companies like BioNTech and Moderna. Now AstraZeneca has also reported that they have had optimistic results. And yes, it was the CEO of Merck that I was referring to earlier. I just found my note on it. Ken Frazier tried to give us some reality check that 7 vaccines that actually worked in the last 25 years. He believes it is a disservice to consumers to talk so highly about the early results, as many usually don't end up being suitable to combat the pathogen and can do more harm than good. I hope he's wrong. But, you know, something we have to think about the reality. So we've got no economic reports coming out today. Millennial demand is an interesting subject, studying what millennials do. So we've discussed how millennial demand due to birth rates from 33 years ago has been a big factor in the strength of housing. Household formations may not be as robust as previously thought due to COVID, as more people are continuing to live at home instead of forming a new household and buying or renting a home. Something to keep an eye on. We're still bullish on housing, but may see a slight lull or slowdown from the tear we've been on. Supply is still tight, demand, while not at these levels, should still be favorable. Congress is debating a $1 trillion spending bill. The University of Chicago study found 68% of unemployed workers who are eligible for benefits received more in jobless benefits than lost earnings. That is not a good statistic for us. But that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. Just make that call, 800-306-1990. So this morning, I love one of the great parts of my job. You know, I get to give all these different reports, but I get to talk to a lot of folks around the country. And if you listen, you get to learn. Right. Don't talk. Don't prejudge everything everybody has to say. But if you listen, you get to learn. And you know, I'm a simple guy, so I like to listen. Gene McNaughton is in the house talking about sales and negotiation. And it fascinates me, Gene. Welcome, first of all.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, thanks. But it fascinates me how many people get out into a career of, I don't always call it sales, but education. It could be real estate. It could be lending. It could be selling widgets. It doesn't matter what it is. And they've never, ever had any type of sales training. Am I right on that, or am I misinterpreting something?
Well, I think this goes to speak for overall communication skills. Most of us have not been taught effective and persuasive communication skills. Let's face it, most people will communicate unconsciously, meaning just saying what comes to mind. And there's a radical difference between conscious communication, meaning knowing what you're going to say. And like if you're a parent, which I'm sure there are a lot of, if your brothers and sisters, if you're just trying to negotiate or persuade your child to go to bed or do homework like we were 2 months ago, language patterns are hugely important. But what I find in, you know, what I do professionally is I teach companies, most notably sellers and marketers, how to sell and market to other companies. It's business to business sales. And part of that is not just what most people think, close the deal, close the deal, close the deal, because it doesn't work that way. Now you've got to be conscious in your communication if you want to be effective. And the same thing holds true for parents, coaches, teachers, your domestic partners or your spouses. It holds true for all of us. And I think that would be super relevant to anybody who's listening right now that wants to be a little bit more effective or even more effective than you are right now. I'm going to teach some of the same skill sets I teach big companies, because the truth is, Ron, they apply to us on a day-to-day basis.
That fascinates me. So, you know, because one of the things that you constantly hear from the, I think my term would probably be the grinders, so to speak, the people that are just out there trying to sell something and move on, ABC, always be closing. And then you're saying that doesn't really work.
Well, it doesn't work if you're trying to get your child to eat vegetables on their dinner plate either. Every bit of this applies. And what I find is that, you know, part of what I do, I interview people. So while you're interviewing me, you and I have had several discussions. I'm interviewing you. I'm listening. And, you know, one of the biggest things, lessons I learned from my father is he said, don't listen to speak, listen to hear. And when you do that, and you're truly listening to the words that that person, that child, that vendor, somebody trying to sell you something, or you trying to sell them or persuade them, if you truly listen to the other person and you listen to their vocal cues, words they say, if you know how to counteract those words and then get them into a yes mode to move towards something that you know is good for them. For example, children going to bed, children getting off the iPads and video games, or somebody buying your product or service because you know what it is you offer can help their life or their business or their situation be even better than it is. It comes down to conscious, meaning knowing what to say in all circumstances, conscious communication. Most people, when I interview them, you know, I find that they don't even have a clear, complete plan. They're just, you know, they're going off of techniques they've just picked up along the way, a parent, a coach, a teacher, a neighbor, a friend. And if, you know, if somebody's getting, you know, indoctrinated via social media, I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of time on Facebook to get pretty depressed these days. So we got to find a way to counteract that.
Yeah, Facebook is probably one of the worst products in the world. They make boatloads of money. We are on there, obviously. But the content that's out there is unbelievable. I mean, Facebook makes COVID look mild, right? I mean, what it does to people's minds right now. But you made a comment there, and I'd love to understand a little bit more about what it means. Knowing how to counteract what somebody says, what does that mean?
Well, if you listen to somebody often enough, and let's just say it's a child or it's your spouse or the person you live with, you would be able to listen to and hear patterns in how they communicate. We all have people in our life that, you know, you could say, wow, what a beautiful day. And they'd say, it's not that beautiful, right? You know, anybody like that? Well, yeah. That's a beautiful blue sky. Well, there's a cloud over there, right? Do you know those people? You know, those people that, you know, when they leave a room, the room actually lights up? Those people, right? We have them in our life. And, you know, in some cases, you can't help but be around them because they're part of your family. Now, let's be honest. We've all got those people in our life.
Without a doubt.
What do you too do? Many of them. Or go ahead, Ron.
Too many of them.
Too many of them. And what, you know, when you can't just eject yourself from the situation because you live with that person or you work with that person or that person's a relative that you have to see every other weekend at the family barbecue. What do you do? Well, you learn how to use conscious communication. Now, I'll give you some examples, Ron. Even in words that you purposely insert into your daily dialogue, I'm going to give you seven of them. Seven simple words that if you consciously write these down and you begin to use these on a regular basis over and over again, I've got no scientific research I'm going to cite, but I can tell you they work for me and they work for people I teach this to. Seven just basic words. Now, the first two are very obvious. I'm going to spend very little of your time on these ones, but using the words please and thank you. You would be surprised. And now that I've planted it in everybody's head, you'll be surprised at how many times people forget to say thank you. Or if they ask you to do something, they say, would you please? Now, we've been taught this since we were 4, 5, 6 years old. I get it. But I want you to just do your own little personal research on how many people say please and thank you. Now, these ones are very small. So I want to get to the really good ones. Please and thank you. Insert those.
We're going to hold those because radio, we call it a nice little tease, right? So you're going to have to stick with us to hear the next 5 words of wisdom from Gene. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, yes, those 5 words from Gene McNaughton. He's going to educate us a little bit more, maybe a lot more if we can pay attention. Remarkable recovery for the housing market and how to make 2020 the year you become financially successful. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. For months now, the vast majority of Americans have been asking the same question. When will the economy turn around? Many experts have been saying the housing market will lead the way to recovery. And today we're seeing signs of that coming to light. With record low mortgage rates driving high demand for potential buyers, homes are being purchased at an accelerating pace, and it's keeping the housing market and economy moving. Here's a look at what a few of the experts have to say about today's astonishing recovery. In more than one instance, it's being noted as truly remarkable. Ali Wolf, chief economist, Myers Research, the housing recovery has been nothing short of remarkable. The expectation was that housing would be crushed. It was for about 2 months, and then it came back, roaring back, I should say, unquote. Fannie Mae, recent home purchase measures have continued to show remarkable strength, leading us to revise upward our home sales forecast, particularly over the third quarter. Similarly, we bumped up our expectations for home price growth and purchase mortgage originations. Javier Vivas, director of economic research at Realtor.com, quote, all-time low mortgage rates and easing job losses have boosted buyer confidence to pre-pandemic limits or levels. James Knightley, chief international economist, ING, quote, at face value, this is remarkable given the scale of joblessness in the economy and the ongoing uncertainty relating to the path of COVID-19. The outlook for housing transactions, construction activity, and employment in the sector is looking much better than what looked possible just a couple months ago. Bottom line, the strength in the housing market is a bright spark in the economy and leading the way to what is truly being called a remarkable recovery throughout this country. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, maybe this is your year to make that move after all, and give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be happy to chat with you and see how we can put you in touch with the people that can help make your dreams come true. That is the real-time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation, Gene McNaughton is in the house. Actually, he's on the wire with us today, being that we are social distancing. We're at least 6 feet apart, maybe even 20 miles. But if you were not with us during the last segment, shame on you. Gene gave us a lot of good information. He started to give us these seven words that we really need to insert into our vocabulary. We got to two of them so far, and I know my mom and dad hammered them into me, and I was born in the generation when hammer would be the right term, because I was brought up with a loving hand applied. What do they call that? Applied something or another, but it was something. My dad believed in applied technology or psychology, whatever that is. Right. So please and thank you were the first two that we got to. Please and thank. I learned those. I mean, I think I was. If you can tell my size, I'm pretty big, Gene. And you know, if it wasn't please and thank you, I didn't get the meal. So I learned quick.
Yeah, and Ron, what we're talking about here are, you know, conscious communication skills that everybody listening right now can use. And you know, in studying language patterns and language patterns of success, you know, I realized, as I said in the last segment, is most people communicate based on things they've just picked up along the way. They don't have a clear, complete system. One of the ways you can start is by using what many people would coin as the most effective words. And these are easy things to do, by the way. They're also easy not to do. So the two of the first ones I mentioned earlier is always using words like please, always thanking somebody, even if it's the littlest thing, make sure that you go out of your way to say thank you for doing that. Thank you for waking up on time. Thank you for doing your homework. Can you please get the dishes done? Thank you for getting the dishes done. And I know this sounds small, but now that I've planted it in your seed, the seed in your head, now you're going to, as you go out into the world after you listen to this, you're going to realize how many people don't do those things. Now, let's get to the real meat, because that's basics. Now, other words that are the most persuasive words you can use, the next one is the person's first name. Now, Ron, you tell me, why is using their first name important?
Because everybody, that's one of the favorite words everybody has, I think.
And why is it their favorite?
Because it's personal.
It's personal. What else?
They makes them feel important. Makes them feel that you're important, because if I remember your name is Gene, you know, it lets you know that you know, you're important to me, important enough for me to remember your name. I mean, they've got that commercial even running nowadays. It sucks about where they forget the person's name. Right, to make somebody feel bad that you didn't even remember them.
You're exactly right, John. Okay, so here's, and I want to be quick because I know we're on time here. Your first name is the single word you've heard the most time in the history of your life, right? Since you were a baby. Think about, Ron, the last time you had a baby in a crib or you saw a baby, how many times did you say, Hi, Caden, look at little Caden, and they got all these nicknames around the first name. So using the other person's first name, and you got to say it right, because especially as it relates to first impressions, what's the old saying, Ron? You never get a second chance to make a good what?
First impression.
Make sure you can pronounce the names right. And when you deal, like I do, internationally, sometimes you get names, whether they're from foreign countries where we see it written in English and we take a guess at it. And trust me, if you guess wrong, you are 1 foot backwards in terms of building rapport with people. So always ask them. If you're not sure how to pronounce something that's written, say, how do I say your name correctly? Right? So we got three of the words down. Please, thank you, their first name. Just think about when you were a child, Ron. When you were in trouble, Ron, what did your mom say? What did she call you?
Ronald Ivan.
To use your middle name?
Yeah, Ronald Ivan, both.
Right, okay, now think about that. All I had to say was one thing, and I bet everybody listening right now would say the same thing, like, yep, my mom or my dad, whatever your authority figure was, when you really got in trouble, it was your first name and your middle name, and if you were really in trouble, your last name. You knew. Right, you knew.
Yep,
okay?
Yep, absolutely.
So if I were to say, thank you, Ron. Right? I mean, these are simple things, but you'd be surprised at how few people do it. Okay, next word. The word because. So here's why the word because is. Because is a Latin phrase, a Latin term that means of the cause. So anytime you say something is something, it's hot out, or it's I don't like this, or I do like this. People can argue that, but if you give reasons, it's hot outside because I saw the news and it's 104. I don't like this because it doesn't taste good. Or in sales, people will say, well, we are the best. Now, if you leave it at that, it can be controvertible. But if I say we are the best because we've gotten 8 awards on this exact product.
So it's a validation.
It's validation. So if we've all done this as parents. Mom, can we go to McDonald's? No. Why not? Because it's not healthy. Okay, Mom, can we go to McDonald's? No. Why not? Because we're going to have something healthy for lunch. Mom, can we please go to McDonald's? No. And the kid says, why? And the mom says, because. Right? That's how definitive that word is. Because I said so.
That's the one I was waiting for, is because I said so.
Because I said so. But because has to have a justification behind it. So we got please, thank you, their first name, the word because. Here's a fifth one, you. It's called you framing. Ron, how about you? What do you think? If you were to, you know, I really like you. Now, what happens is most people speak in an I tense. I think, I feel, I am, I this, I don't want, I do want. But I want to invite you to just consider using the words like you. So how about you? What do you think, Ron? Could you please tell me what your opinion is of this subject, Ron? See how that's just, it's so simple, But as I said, most people are communicating unconscious. So insert the word you more often. What do you want to do? How do you feel about?
I like the way you put that. We refer to it in radio, pregnant pause there.
Pregnant pause. Yes. Pause.
Right. Yeah, that's another great one. We got two more, but we're going to do those right after the break when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to get those next two words of conscious communication skills. Easy for me to say. We can communicate consciously. Maybe I can't speak very well, but that's a different subject. We're going to also chat a little bit about, can we make this coming year, the current year, our best year? How do we do that? You have to tune in. Listen, I'll stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. And I got to get that thing going here because my mind is not going in the same direction here.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending team is standing by to speak with you. Call now 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solutions. How to make 2020 the year you become financially secure. Amazing how it's a pretty simple process. You just have to get off the couch and get off the social media and get off the computer games. right? If you want to get out there and become financially secure, what are you doing about it? I've shared this with you before. Mark Cuban, I was listening to an interview with him about a month and a half ago, and he said one of the questions he's going to ask for all their new hires, what did you do to improve yourself and or your business during the COVID-19 quarantine? What did you do to improve yourself or your business during the COVID-19 quarantine? The average person, they're going to say, well, I just sat home moping. I was watching reruns of I Love Lucy, maybe, or something along those lines. But you know something? There's a lot of ways to get out there and learn something new. Find a new way of making money. There's so many ways online right now. I've watched so many people. I have a friend of mine who just for fun makes all kinds of face masks for people. So she'll go to the yardage store and she makes a USC mask or a UCLA mask or a Rams mask or an Angels mask or a mask that you can choke on. Like, I'm sorry, the Dodger mask, one of those, right? She doesn't charge anybody for them because that's not why she's doing it, but could you? Right, there's a website called Etsy out there. You can put these things on Etsy and sell them. If you can dream it, you can do it, as long as you get off your fanny and start doing something. So can you? And many people right now have plenty of time. I shared with you earlier the statistics of how many people are making more money with the unemployment benefits that are out there now than they made with a job. What are you doing with that time? Right, if you're unemployed, get off your fanny and go do something with that time. Develop your business. Learn something. Take heed of some of the broadcasts like we bring you here every single day, telling you how to increase your credit scores, how to maybe buy a house. We bring you great individuals who can educate you. Gene McNaughton is with us right now giving us an education. If you haven't been with us and learned about seven words that you can use consciously for communication skills. Right, Gene, you haven't given us anything so far that isn't really basic. It's not hard. It's not something that anybody in the world can't do if they will just listen to what you're saying and take your guidance. Right? I mean, you haven't, I say saying please and thank you. That doesn't cost me a darn thing.
That's right.
Right? I mean, so it's the whole concept here is it's very, very simple. And I'm anxious to hear what these last two words are from you. So take it away.
Well, John, hey, Ron, before I get into the last segment, let me ask you this. Imagine that it was announced tomorrow that there was a vaccine for COVID and that it's now August 1st and everybody in America around the world is COVID free because we've got the vaccine. What you tell me, what do you think is going to happen to the real estate market?
I think it's going to skyrocket.
Why?
Because the demand is out there. People are going to go back. People are going to start feeling good about themselves. The fear that people have right now is overwhelming people. Just that fear that's in people's minds. And I'm not a big believer in fear because I believe in myself.
Yep.
But I know there's a lot of people that are just totally paralyzed by the fear that's in this marketplace.
Now, I want you to imagine something else. We stay in lockdown. We're in lockdown in California and other states are doing their thing, but we're in lockdown in California. That means restaurants are closed, gyms are closed, movie theaters are closed. It's challenging. But now let's just say it's December and we're still in lockdown. What do you see as happening?
Well, unfortunately, I see there's a lot of negativity, a lot of people scared to death. Mental illness is going to be rampant. Hopefully the statistics won't be true that there'll be so many more suicides because people are so, depressed, major depression.
Okay. Now, so let me go back into our lesson for today. You see how by simply, because you and I have rapport with each other, me just simply asking you to imagine something that elicited feelings and thoughts, both good and both not so good.
Sure. Just
by using one word, which is imagine. Yeah. You know, so like when I said, imagine that we had a cure for this and suddenly August 1st, everybody's COVID free. Your energy picked up. Your possibilities went nuts. You started thinking, well, yeah, and the housing would do this and people are going to live and not be in fear anymore. And the news is going to change. And oh, my gosh. And I could say, Ron, imagine, you know, we're in an election year. Imagine the election works out so that whoever it is you believe in does not get president. What do you think is going to happen? Now, you don't have to answer that, right? Because right. We got different sides of the fence. But so another great persuasive word you can use with everybody, including your kids and everybody in your house, is just ask them to imagine something. Imagine what it's going to be like after your room is clean. Imagine how you're going to feel when you sleep 7 hours versus two, when you go to bed at 10 versus three and sitting up playing Fortnite. These are real situations I'm in.
Right.
Now imagine what's going to happen if you don't sleep for 3 days and you keep eating junk food. My kid, Sawyer. Well, I'm going to feel bad. Well, what's feeling bad going to feel like? So if I have rapport with somebody, another great word is ask them to imagine something. Imagine it being done, or imagine what's going to happen over time if this pattern or this behavior continues. People begin to create their own pictures in their mind. So the sixth most powerful word is the word imagine, and you can only ask somebody to imagine if you have rapport, a relationship with them. And then, Ron, are you ready for the last one so I stay on track for time?
Yep.
And here's the other word that catches our attention almost as much as anything is the word new. Now, Ron, you see this whenever time you go to the grocery store. I mean, how many different kinds of laundry detergent can whoever the best laundry detergent Tide put out? It's a new color, it's a new box, it's a new scent, it's a new this, it's a new that. I mean, it's the same product. But we are attracted to when we hear, this is new. You might say to your family, I've got a new idea for dinner. And they all perk up. I've got a new place we're going to go to. Hey, Ron, what's new in your life? So we are, if you watch advertising and you see some of the same products over and over again, the only way they can catch your attention is to say, we've got something new that you're going to love. Okay? So let's review the seven words that everybody listening now can add to their vocabulary and begin to practice conscious communication.
Before you get to that, Gina.
Persuasion. Go ahead.
Before you get there, let me ask you one quick question, because I'm learning with our entire audience and all of Southern California. So you said number six was imagine, but we can only use that with rapport.
Yes.
How much rapport do we need? I mean, if I meet somebody and we start chatting and I get to, you know, we're talking 10, 15 minutes, can I use imagine then?
Absolutely. Rapport in its simplest definition is a relationship of responsiveness.
Okay.
Right. So you're communicating with somebody, they're responding, you get into a subject model and you go, subject matter, and you say, you know, imagine if it didn't happen. What do you think's going to happen, Bob? So you see, I can just blend these words together. And this is conscious communication. And what happens is when you learn these things and you're nodding your head like Ron is going, yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. And by the way, I didn't invent this. This is just me reading stuff and being a passionate geek about influence and persuasion for 30 years. And I'm like, this is so easy to do. But guess what, my friends? The things in life that are easy to do are always easy not to do. And most people choose not to do it. That is a fact.
How do we get more information from you, Gene? Because we only got about a minute left.
Well, if you want to get a chapter of my book, best-selling book, I think I do have it. You know, shameless plug in the background here over my this shoulder right here. If you want to get a free chapter of my book, I give that away because it's so good and anybody can use it. If you just go to obviously www.thesalesedge.co. It's not .com. I couldn't buy that. Somebody else bought that. Thesalesedge.co. And, you know, there's no strings attached. You're not going to get spammed with email. I literally give it away. And that's one other thing I want to add to people that are in business. The more value you're giving away for free without any expectation, I believe in the law of karma. Some do, some don't. I do. I know the more good I put out, the more I do shows like this or Zooms or conferences, the more I do, the more that comes back to me. And I don't do it to get something. I do this because I feel good when I'm contributing to others. And I bet you do too.
Absolutely. And imagine if you could have a wonderful life helping others all the time with no expectation of anything in return. That's great stuff, Gene. I really, really appreciate it. I've got your information right there on the screen. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Lights go out and I can't be seen.